Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Paxton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Lynn moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards center. Lynn catches it and throws to third to double up Paquette. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette who is chasing the ball. Hobson reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive towards left. Paquette catches it and throws to home to double up Hobson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Patek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brett reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Brett moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Royals. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hobson hits a fly ball towards center. Otis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Otis. Hobson moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Paquette bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Doyle covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hobson. White scores. McRae moves to third. It's 6-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens is hit by the pitch. Bill Lee now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 9-2, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 9-3, Royals. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.